A Victorian county court has ruled that the Vatican treasurer and most senior Australian Catholic, Cardinal George Pell, will likely face two separate trials over historical sexual abuse claims. Pell has pleaded not guilty to both charges. Dr. Timothy Jones from Melbourne's La Trobe University discussed with The Wire's Matt Welch how the Catholic Church would handle this latest turn of events.
The church is actually handling the situation remarkably well. Pell has stood aside from his role, has been given permission to stand aside for his role whilst he's facing trial. The big question is how they'll respond if he's found guilty and convicted of child sex charges.
Do you think this will be a permanent scar on the Catholic Church's perception with the general public?
The child sex abuse scandal has been around for 40 years and has permanently scarred the church. I don't think Pell's individual case really changes that, but being the most high-profile, most senior cleric to face charges puts a spotlight on the church's processes.
I grew up in Catholic school. Situations like this we were never told about. Do you think this will create an easy way to talk about situations like this?
The child sex abuse scandal has been in public now in the Catholic Church for almost 40 years, and so there is a public language already. I don't think the Pell case changes it, but if the church responds more appropriately to a conviction, that would change the way it's been able to be talked about, particularly the way it's able to be talked about within the church and within the church hierarchy.
How is this being viewed overseas?
It's really being viewed as a test case overseas. So this is front page news around the world and being presented as a bit of a test for the church to see how they can respond to such a high-profile person being facing charges of this nature.
And how does the Catholic Church move forward on from this situation?
It's really interesting at the moment to see, taking the spotlight away from Pell for a moment, how the current Pope is dealing with this. He's faced allegations that he's dealt inappropriately with child sex abuse allegations previously when he was Archbishop in Argentina and more recently with high-profile abuse cases in Chile. I think it's an interesting moment to watch the Catholic Church with the change in pastoral direction with the new Pope to see how much that impacts on the Church's dealing with child sex abuse cases.
That's historian Dr. Timothy Jones from La Trobe University discussing the George Pell case with The Wire's Matt Welch.